This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
European wine experts are mulling over a critical issue today, whether American wine producers should be allowed to use the word Chateau on bottles they sell in Europe. At the moment, they're banned from doing so under EU trade rules. Marketplace's wine correspondent, Stephen Beard, is with us from the European desk in London with more on this. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
So why do Americans want to use the word Chateau on their wine bottles in the first place?
It has cachet, Jeremy, to use another French word. Don't know whether I'm allowed to use that. in Europe, it denotes a superior wine. I mean, several dozen high-end American wineries use the term, but since 2009, they've been banned from using it in the EU. And the EU's a big market for the US. US wineries sell $500 million worth of wine to Europe every year. They'd like to get rid of this restriction and sell even more.
And why are the Europeans opposed to this? Why is this restriction there in the first place?
Because of the French. The French argue that when you buy a Chateau-bottled French wine, you can be sure it comes from the vineyard next to the Chateau. You can be sure of its provenance and its quality. They claim the Americans may use grapes from all over the place that might lower the quality and the price of the wine. Sylvie Cars, a spokeswoman for Bordeaux wine growers, says allowing the American use of Chateau in Europe will devalue the word Chateau.
The consumer knows there's quality wine behind it, and he knows which type of quality. If you can have the word Chateau on any kind of wine, it won't mean anything anymore.
Indeed, she goes further and says American wine producers are stealing a French word.
So are we expecting a decision on this soon, Stephen?
No, they're going to roll this one over their palates for a day or two and then give a verdict in a month or two. And if they say lift the ban, it's fair to say the French will find it very hard to swallow.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Jeremy.